Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're watching from. But it is a great time to be alive. And aren't you so grateful that you're right here by the grace and the mercies of God? Welcome to the month of May. May is going to be a bright month for you. May, I see brightness. I see the intensity of God's light beaming forth from you, from everyone that keys into God's presence and identifies as a child of God. Gross darkness may cover the earth, but he says his glory will be seen upon you and you will arise and shine. So we're going to shine where we are. We're going to shine through the nations. We're going to shine in our homes and in our communities, in Jesus' name. So grateful to bring the word at this time. I've titled this, Marry Your Friend. This season, we're going to be talking about marriage, literally all through this month. It's going to be about marriage because this is May. And not only because it's May, but it's just the right time for it. It's God's design that our homes should be strengthened. Our homes should be a place of bliss and comfort, not a place of anger, terror, fear. There's fear out there in the world, but when you come into your home, it should be a place of peace and comfort. So I have titled this one, Marry Your Friend. Marry Your Friend. Pray with me. Father, we thank you for this time. Just a time to go a bit just deeper into your word and trusting that you will speak through me, flow through these lips of clay, and let someone be delivered. Let someone be encouraged. Let someone receive revelation and joy in their hearts. Let someone be excited about marriage, about relationships, because you're a good God and all that you've made is good. So thank you, Lord, for healing in this meeting. Thank you, Lord, for transformation to the hearers. In Jesus' name, amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 to 11. It says, and it's in the NKJV, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. But if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up again. If two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? This is an amazing verse of scripture because it talks about the power of two, the power of synergy, the power of coming together, the power of being intimate, the power of being together on a project, being together focused on something, being together. And it's very well applicable to marriage because it says that the two are better than one. Woe to him who is alone when he falls. It means that when you do not have someone and you fall, who is there to lift you up? Okay, and this does not mean that anyone should rush into marriage because, oh, I have to have someone to lift me up. This talks about great friendship. It may not be a marriage situation, but friendship, closeness, someone who has your back, someone who's there for you to pick you up, to advise you, watching you. You know, it speaks a lot. But it speaks of good. It speaks of the advantage of being two. It speaks of the power of agreement. Yes. And so marriage puts tremendous demand, or can put demand on our relationship skills, right? And it's better to learn how to cultivate friendship even before we get married and to continue to cultivate friendship after being married. I've called this Marry Your Friend because today we see all around, we see situations where husband and wife, couples are like enemies, competition, you know, just trying to, how do I put it? Put each other down, trample on each other. We see pain, which at its worst, we've seen death come out of marriages, and that should not be.